Now, Mel Pearson, Michigan Wolverines head coach. Mel, you have the welcome in, and you have this embarrassment of riches. Your defenseman could go first overall. Then you've got a couple of centers that, I mean, one of them could go second. You've got another center on the same team that could go in the top 10. That is phenomenal. How do you feel about all this?
Well, thanks, Jim, and thanks, Kristen, for having me on. No, they're very fortunate to have players like that and young men like that. Obviously, it's not very often that you have a group like this. And, you know, I guess you can say good recruiting. And it all starts there. And I have great assistant coaches who did a fabulous job, you know, bringing those young men to Michigan.
We just had Craig Button on, and he could not say enough good things about Owen Power. How would you describe him as a player and a person, and just how special is he, and what will that look like for the Buffalo Sabres if they do end up taking him at number one?
Well, if they do take him, they're getting an exceptional young man, first and foremost. You know, he's humble, hardworking, really outgoing. He's very driven. He wants to be a player, really good academically. Comes from a fabulous family. His parents have done a great job raising Owen, and you can see the type of person is when you meet his parents. But on the ice, he does everything extremely well. I don't know if there's one attribute that you latch on to, but just given his size, how well he moves, he's a really good skater, high hockey IQ, good hands, likes to drive the play offensively, got a great stick, and obviously great reach defensively. But he's just a well-rounded player, competes, wants to be the best player, not only on our team, but the best player on the ice every night. So they'll be getting a heck of a hockey player and a heck of a person.
You know, potential is one thing. Watching it mature in front of your eyes is quite another thing, and fun to have that happen. When you look at Owen Power, when he walked in the door to where he is now, what's happened there?
Well, he's grown in a lot of different areas. Like we all do, some things to improve on. And the thing I liked about him most is he latched on not so much his strengths, you know, he continued to work on that, but the things he needed to improve on, just his pivoting, in transition from forward to backwards, just breakouts and how he lugs the puck to play a faster game. He likes to have the puck on a stick, and at times, you know, he had to just move it quicker and faster and get it up to the forwards, and, he learned to do that. I mean, just his growth over the year, I think you've subtly have seen him go from not a boy, but a young man slowly transitioning to a man. You know, just his physical stature is one thing that he has to continue to improve on, but he made great strides there. It's just getting stronger, and I think you saw that, you know, going from playing, you know, junior kids last year to college kids this year to playing in the world championships at the end of the year.
Now, we know that the center position, of course, is not an easy one at any level, but especially in the NHL, it's a tough position to grow into. You've got two young centers here in Matty Beniers and Kent Johnson, who we could see go high in this draft as well. Why do you think that they might be able to make that transition into the NHL and be successful there, maybe sooner than later, given where they're projected to be drafted?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Kristen. And I have a lot of respect, obviously, for the National Hockey League. It's the best league in the world, has the best players. And, the thing about Matty Beniers is he's a coach's dream because he plays the game the right way. And I know that's referenced a lot, but he really does. He plays just as hard without the puck and defensively as he does with it. So he's got a good combination of offensive skills, can score, can make plays, drives the play, really good skater. And then on the other side of it, though, the other side of the puck is he works extremely hard without it. And that's what makes him, I guess, the player that he is right now and why people value him and you see him ranked so high in the draft. Really good personality. He's the kind of guy, when he walks in the door at the rink, you're happy to see him. He's so engaging. He just makes your team better. just because of the vibe that he presents within your locker room. So whoever gets him is getting a tremendous young man and a fun guy to be around and a really good all-around hockey player.
I guess someone Powers said he'll... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna just talk about Kent a little bit. I think the other player, Kristen, was alluding to. And Kent's a little bit different than Maddie. Extremely gifted offensively, very creative, is one of the best players I've seen as just far as his skill, his hands, his edges on his skates, knowing, just the offensive creativity that he has, likes to have the puck on a stick, could just continue to get better and better. The only thing that's holding Kent back really is just his strength right now. You know, he came in as a young player and only weighed maybe 165 pounds, but as he gets older, as he gets stronger, he puts that lower body strength on, he's got a chance to be a really special player just because you can't teach the things that he brings to the game each and every night.
You've got three guys here. Owen Power says he's going to come back. I would assume that all three will be back, right?
Well, I hope so. That would be a coach's dream. The National Hockey League is a man's league. It's a tough league, and to be able to make it is one thing, but be able to contribute and perform on a nightly basis and have success is really difficult. And you look at Lafreniere and even Jack Hughes, and Dahlin got a great start in Buffalo, but the last couple of years have been tough on him. So you just want to make sure you're ready when you make that jump. And I just can look at Quinn Hughes, who, came back for a sophomore year here at Michigan and grew so much from his freshman to his sophomore year to be able to make the jump to Vancouver. Josh Norris, who played 2 years for us here at Michigan and then obviously made the all-rookie team this year playing, for Ottawa. And that second year really helped him. Cal McCarr is another great example. Not a Michigan player, but again, came back for, that second year, made the transition seamless. So I think, all those young men can come back and get stronger and continue to develop and be more ready to play in the NHL after that second year.
Mel, thanks for your time. Enjoy your night. This is a proud moment for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on.